about to say. I can take the light, but the freaking record button don't want to work.
What you saying in text?
What are you talking about? I gotta look and see what are you talking about? I don't know. Is it on for? Oh yeah, it's on. Okay. Let's see what. I don't know. You texting? We was talking about USA. Now Lucky, they almost won though. You saw that?
Who?
South. They almost actually beat UCLA. I think they were like 32-31.
It was.
Yeah. But what you were saying something. Oh, the divinity. Before you get started, welcome back, everybody, to the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. As you can see, we don't have the OG with us because he got an emergency going on. So it's just me and LJ doing it back with the duo, man. Go ahead and talk to the people before you rant real quick.
What's up? I was going rant. I was surprised that you hadn't heard about it.
I heard about it on TikTok, but it wasn't to the extent about what you showed me. And like I said,
it had been building.
It don't make no. Well, you go.
Been building. I really don't care. I don't even have the gun.
I don't have it either. I hate that raid, first off.
So, where it comes from? What raid?
Guard of Salvation.
Oh, okay.
I hate that raid. That's like the most dumbest raid. Bungie. That's the dumbest raid Destiny ever made, but.
I don't know where it's from. I think you could get it now. I don't think you have to run the raid. You still have to run the raid to get it?
Yeah, because it's a quest.
Okay.
It ain't no RNG. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that one's still available, too, I think.
Gotcha.
I think so.
Okay. But, so, it's this gun called Divinity. I'm not even sure what it does. All I know is, like, it makes crits.
Pretty much what it is, it's the gun where it makes crits. To the point where you don't have to actually hit a crit. You could just hit it any part of the enemy body.
Just crits.
And it would actually, it would do the crit.
And my understanding of this was made for, I guess, the final boss for
pretty much.
Gardens.
You said where you got it from?
No, I said it was made in part of because of the final boss for Gardens or for some raid. Because it's a gun that was made for moving bosses. But for right now, there's only one moving boss in Destiny when it comes to raids.
Yeah.
So it's really not useful. Right now, or I mean, it's useful. Okay, what happened is one of the top raiders of the community or whatever, they like cleared the like has gotten world first like 3 times in a row,
right?
Came out and said, "Hey, Bungie, you need to nerf Divinity." Some of the top level people who plays this every day and this is low key their jobs. We're like, yeah, this gun, it really does make Destiny content too easy. While the normal player base, your majority, starts to come out and say, hey, no, you don't need to nerf it. It helps a lot of people get through high difficulty things that would take days to get through or even it would take a minute to get through.
Yeah.
So, don't need to nerf it. And so the majority, I won't say a lot of the majority, but some of the people of the majority who wanted to keep make the gun the same, or keep the gun the same, however you want to say it, started making rude comments and threats to different creators and things like that. Then those creators started to bite back and say some other things that probably should have just left it alone. And it just became this big whole war of words of everybody's mad that they can't get something done. And I'm looking at it and just like, I'm either A, don't use the gun in high level activity.
That's what I said.
Or B, don't care about it. Because it really doesn't, it's not something that impacts your play to a certain extent. Like, if you want the game to be harder, just don't use the weapon. And some people are like, that doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't you use everything that's in the game? Well, you're the one who has a problem with the gun. most people don't have a problem with the gun. So, if you have a problem, a certain problem with the gun and the way it plays, instead of you telling Bungie to nerf something that is helping a lot of people, instead, you should probably just not use it. Really, I don't care. I've been doing stuff without it. I didn't even know this gun really existed. Exactly.
And then, I didn't mean to cut you off, but then we two-man the Legendary campaign without the gun.
Well, my understanding is you only need it for raids. And that's how a lot of these people have
it. It's raids, and then Grandmaster Nightfall.
Oh, and Grandmaster
And then now they doing the, it's been a long time since you did a raid. They doing it with the Master raids now.
No.
So pretty much they're just using it for those three content.
Right. So if it, and those are high levels difficulty, and I understand you want that stuff to be difficult, so don't use it. That's just my opinion.
Point blank, period. Yeah, exactly.
Don't use it. But if you are that way, then, or you want Bungie to do something about it, if I were Bungie, I would not nerf that gun. I'd just be like, okay, these are the guns that you cannot use in certain activities. And then I also, I'd probably be petty and be like, you can't also use, what's that thing? Or just other guns that are good guns.
They did that before, though.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it just, and then everybody be mad, because they're going to be like, why did you nerf, why you won't let me use this gun?
I've been saying, matter of fact, as we speak, Bungie, well, they ain't nerfed, but Bungie banned a certain armor. So they can easily do that when it, you know, when the time comes. That's why I was telling you when you was talking about it, when we was texting, I'm like, bro, number one, don't use a gun. Two, if Bungie gonna nerf it, at least don't nerf what it's made for. At least nerf the ammo. Because it's like 200, you get like 200 ammo. Mm. If you're going to nerf it, just nerf it to the point where you don't spam it for, like, the whole entire DPS phase. Is that the case? Mm-hmm. I already think I said this. Three, like I said, don't use the gun. Four, when it comes for the Grandmaster, Legendary Campaign, Master Raids, Grandmaster Nightfalls, I think I already said that. When it comes to the high-level stuff, Bungie can easily just block it. Like, how they doing right now with, I think it's the Titans that they banned a certain armor. Is it the Titans or Hunters? I forgot.
I remember. So,
but it's going on right now. I forgot which one it is. They can easily just do what they're doing now. And then usually, when the Grandmaster Nightfall comes, I know a couple seasons ago they usually banned a certain weapon.
Yeah.
So they can easily do that. So I don't see the fuss about it. I don't see why the community going crazy about it. Just don't use the gun. Me and LJ literally two-man the Legendary campaign, even though they said if you had two-man, or if depending on how many people you have on your fire team, that level of difficulty ain't going to be extreme, but still, we two-man the Legendary campaign. That's not unheard of, but for us, the typical casual players, mm-hmm. that's something. And we didn't even use it during that time. We just used our... use your stasis, I use my 1,000 voices. So like I said, you don't need to use it. I don't see why the community going crazy about it. All I'm saying is this. If Bungie actually do something about it, it's going to make the community worse. Because number one, LFG is bizarre. It's crazy. Because you're going to need it with LFG. You don't need it because I beat Nightfall. I beat Kingsfall without it. But... me and LJ both know it's out there. Yeah, the toxic community, they're going to ask for it. But me personally, I hope Bungie don't nerf it. Because if they nerf it, I can 100% guarantee that the community going to be in uproar. Don't do it because of whoever the best writer is. Don't do it because of him. He really don't need to use it. Point blank. Because you got a team, and I'm pretty sure... y'all play almost every day. And I know for a fact he probably don't even touch LFG. He might touch it, like, here and there. But for, like, high-level content, I'm pretty sure he got his clan mate.
John, my dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably don't ever touch LFG.
Yeah,
Then if he wants to run in everybody's team.
That's what I'm saying. So he don't know the struggle of what we go through with LFG. Mm-hmm. Where we got, like, three or four randoms that don't know what they're doing. And you've been on one... encounter for like 2 hours, mm-hmm. bro. If you got the Vandy put it on, we finna go blast it. Boom, boom, boom. All right, cool. With him, he got people who he probably been playing the game for years.
They know
everything. So of course, with him using divinity with five other players that he been playing with for years, of course they gonna easily kill somebody. So, like I said, hopefully they don't mess with it. We don't know. If they don't touch it and they ignore dude, that's a W on Bungie. I'm just gonna say that. But yeah, that's what me and LJ was going through. We were going through something else though. I don't know what else you was talking about. You was tripping because you was talking about Kobe or something.
Oh no, we were going back and forth about remarks about each other, and then you said,
I don't know what you said.
I don't forgot what we talked about. You was like, I care about my customers' packages. Oh. And I said, no, you probably be shooting it like you Kobe, making rest in peace.
I'm like, yeah, you need to go to sleep. I was like, what you talking about?
You be shooting the packages like Kobe.
I'm like, you need to go to sleep. But other than that, that was what was going on, because me and LJ both played Destiny hard. I mean, heavy. I ain't mean to say hard, but we both played it heavy. And that surprised me, so hopefully they don't touch the freaking gun. But let's jump into, if I could, I just had it. Here it is. The Daily Dose of Anime. This time I only got one. I got like five.
Oh, okay.
So you don't got to worry about it being like 30 seconds.
I was very confused last time.
All right, so the first one, you probably never touched this game, but I touched this game and still play it. Genshin Impact is getting an anime done by the studio who made Demon Slayer.
That's actually funny because,
you played it?
No. Oh, okay. I downloaded it. I played the first 5 seconds of it. I'm like, I ain't playing this. Right. I can't do
it. I got so many hours on that game.
And then I recently been watching like people playing, and I'm like, I might give it another try.
It's a good game. Fantastic game. It's like Destiny on steroids.
It's a gacha game. It's a gacha game.
You gotta farm. It's like Warframe. I think it's up there with Warframe on the grind. You gotta do.
Mm-hmm. But what? Oh, I was like, they ended up being able to pay for that and get that anime from all those people.
Yeah, bro. You not know? I'm gonna say Genshin making.
Bank. I'm just saying. I like y'all made. I'm like the player base of Genshin made this anime happen because y'all paid them enough money to make this anime happen.
Yeah,
that's literally what happened. And I saw it was on Twitter. Some dude, his name Giga. He was like,
he sounded like a Genshin player. I'm sorry.
He was like, I spent so much money. I'm pretty sure half of it belongs to me.
Wait. Talking about. If that's the guy I'm thinking, he broke down in tears on a YouTube video?
Maybe. That might have been him. I watched his anime stuff.
Is that him? Dude said he was going to rehab.
No, that wasn't him.
That wasn't him? It was a dude who said he spent so much money on Genshin Impact that he said he got to go to rehab for gambling.
A lot of people don't spend a lot of money. A lot of people don't spend a lot of money.
I ain't gonna lie. I only spent like 50. And the reason why I spent 50 because my girlfriend wanted a certain character.
Mm-hmm.
And around that time, she was working and going to school, so she ain't had the time to play it. So I was like, I got a little, I think that was around the time we got that, like, income, the stimulus or something
the stimulus
like that.
Check. So you use your stimulus money?
I used 50. I just used 50. And she got it, so that's the only time I actually use it for her to get the character. If she didn't want the character, I was not finna spend it. But yeah, I forget who the dude was. That man was boohoo crying on YouTube talking about he had to go to rehab because he was gambling too much on Genshin Impact. I was like, what?
It was so crazy,
dude. Like, bro, I delete all my content and I'm starting a fresh free to play. Actual Genshin channel to where he said he don't drop no money. I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah,
got the money.
But yeah, man, Genshin Impact is like huge as hell. I love it. I still play it to this day. I played it day one.
Mm.
This game is fun. But for all the people out there, Genshin Impact is making an anime that is coming from the studios who made Demon Slayer. I can guarantee you this is an anime finna hit. 100% they gonna hit.
You think so?
I know so.
Okay.
Top 5 when it come out. Probably gonna come out in 2024. 2024. But I'm pretty sure it's gonna hit though, without a doubt. Demon Slayer behind it, and plus you know the type of money they got.
They do have a lot of money.
Bro, the animations for this is going to be crazy. And also, too, the cutscenes on the game. I don't know how far you win the game. But the cutscenes on the game actually look fine.
I think the only thing I've seen was that first cutscene.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure when this anime comes out, it's going to be legit. So, we just got to see about that. All right. Now, this blew my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. You're going to laugh at this. Disney say Korean content is superior to Japanese content.
That's weird.
Why Disney getting involved in
this? That's weird.
Don't they got something in Japan, though?
They supposed to be getting
Don't they got, like, a Disney World over there or something like that?
Yeah. Well, I think they got one in Korea, too.
Oh. Either way you go, they finna start some. They
starting a war.
How you feel about that?
That's weird.
How you feel about that?
That's a weird war to get behind. I'm gonna put that out there. That's the last war.
So who makes the better one, Korea or Japan? Though
it depends on what you want, I guess, because people love K dramas.
Well, let's say this: the K-pop community is toxic.
I can see that.
So I'm pretty sure that's why they say
Korean. You think they try to save their butts from the K-pop community?
LJ, you how long we been in this community, the game and anime community?
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying
that the K-pop community is nothing to play with. So I think Disney trying to get on their
game. But they said content. I mean, they have more than just K-pop over there. You can like K-pop without liking
the only
content.
Thing they got older. Kate, bro, that they literally run the whole
Squid
thing.
Squid Game was made by a Korean guy, right?
I don't know why they got that on.
I'm pretty sure Squid Game was made by a Korean guy.
The thing
guy.
Is, they got Naruto and Squid Game.
Well, Naruto's for Japanese, and Squid Game is for Korean.
Oh, really?
I believe so. I believe
this
made
is
by
just
Korean.
Weird.
I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just,
no, I'm just saying this.
No,
in
I guess,
general,
yes,
it's just
that,
weird.
That's,
I don't know. For all the people who, I don't know. Disney said Korean content is better than Japan's. I don't know. If y'all want to take it there, y'all can take it there. But, yeah, we just going to move on. All right, Spy X Family. Surprisingly, well, you read the manga, so you kind of, I didn't know it going to take off.
But
Spy X Family gets series in a new trailer fighting against terrorists. And I think it come out October 1st. Yeah,
I'm
out
not
October
surprised. 1st. It blew up. I will say it blew up. Can
you say you run the
manga?
You read the manga, didn't
it? Yeah. Okay. No, I knew it was gonna be a success. I didn't think it was gonna blow up like this. I just think the animation and the voice acting for the series is really good, and that's why it blew up like that. But I'm not surprised that they're getting another season or anything like that.
I mean, yeah, we both said it. You know. Cause they was number one. They beat Attack on Titan. Who else was running with Attack? Demon Slayer. They beat them when both of them was there at the same time. Mm. So I think if they could beat Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer at the same time and be number one almost every week it was out, I'm pretty sure they're gonna get a season two. So all the Spy X fanboys and girls, I think. The new season starts October 1st.
A lot of stuff is starting October 1st.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll read that video that I sent to you. I forgot. All right. Your show, One Piece Red, or the movie, surpasses Jujutsu Kaisen in film revenue. One Piece earned 13.87 billion yen. I don't know how much that is in dollars. In 37 days, while Jujutsu Kaisen made 13.75 billion yen. In 157 days.
Are you surprised?
No.
Okay. that's you have your answer to that.
Because I've been saying that. I literally saw the movie on TikTok. Mm. Yeah. I literally saw the whole entire movie on TikTok. Well, not the whole entire movie, but all you know, the good stuff. Gotcha. I saw it on TikTok. So how you feel about that? Because I know you're probably happy about that.
I don't feel no type of way. I knew that was going to happen. That was a non-factor. It really was. I don't know why you laughing.
I can't laugh. I just want to laugh. All right. So for all the people out there, One Piece took over Jujutsu Kaisen in the movies, earning way more than it did in a couple months. Because I don't know how much 157 days is. I think like 4 months, five, maybe more, probably. All right. Bleach, and I don't know what this means, so you got to help me out. Bleach will air in 4 anime seasons, 45 through 50 episodes. So what the fuck that mean? So they mean they're going to split?
They splitting it 4 seasons.
Okay.
So you're going to have 12 one season, 12 the next, 12 the next, 12 the next.
Oh, yeah, because it say it's going to be in 4 parts. So I guess 4 parts technically
4 seasons.
It's 4 seasons. Okay. So, yeah, so the last season's going to have between 45 to 50 episodes. So I'm guessing they're going to split it up into, what's 4 divided by that? Like 20 something?
About, yeah.
Yeah, so. Nah, no, they ain't 20 something. That's.
Well, if it's 45, that's one.
They're like between 12 and 15.
It's about, yeah.
12 to 15. I don't know what they had. Like what's
probably going to happen is that each season is going to be between 12 to 13 episodes, with the last season being the most. Probably the most,
yeah. So how you feel about that? And it airs October 10th for everybody.
I haven't read the newest, that whole arc. I've never read it. So I don't know how long it actually is and what's it all about, other than some.
For what I heard, a lot of people say that's the best arc.
I've heard that too. But I don't know how long it really is, so I can't tell you if that's enough time to actually tell the story, or that's them trying to
milk it,
because even though Bleach is a great series, they are known for having the most, filler in the anime
series. But it has, yeah. So, they got so much filler.
One of those seasons will be filler or not, or what's going to happen, but hopefully it won't be.
We'll see. But it come out October 11th, so we'll just got to wait and see. Now, before we end it, I'm going to go over all the animes, because if all the anime people, October going to be stacked full of anime. So we're going to start off with this. Chainsaw Man, the one that me and you are decided to see. Chainsaw Man is coming out October 11th. Bleach is coming out October 10th. Mob Psycho Season 3 coming out October 5th. Sword Art Online, they got a new movie that's coming out October 22nd. My Hero Academia Season 6, that's another one that's probably going to break the internet, coming out October 1st. Spy X Family Part 2 coming out October 1st. Your other one, Mobile Suit Gundam.
I'm interested in that series. Yes.
Talk to me. Why are you interested in it?
I don't know nothing about it. I've just seen some.
So, hold on. This is like a completely new.
Yes. Okay. This is a complete new series.
Are you going to watch all of it?
I'm going to try to watch it. That's all I'm going to say.
That one coming out October 2nd. I do not know how to say this.
It's a slice of
Yuzaki-chan.
Yuzaki-chan wants to hang out.
Season 2. They look like a romantic anime. It's
coming a slice out of October. Life. Comedy.
I probably ain't going to watch it. Coming out October 1st. Golden, how you say this?
Kamu
Season 4. I've never heard of this.
Really?
No.
No, that's like a top anime for a lot of people.
To be honest, I never heard of it.
It's like Kino's Journey. Oh, you probably never seen Kino's Journey, huh?
You show me a picture, probably. But why you do that? That's coming out October 3rd. Reincarnated as a Sword. Have you seen the Reincarnated series?
Yes, and I've read that.
You read this one?
Yes. So I love now the one you're thinking of. These two are not the same.
Okay, then that's the same.
No.
Okay.
I am a big isekai fan, so I'm gonna just let that be known. You know what isekai means?
I
looked like you were looking at me.
No,
like,
no, I was looking at that. No.
Oh, but yeah, that's Kingdom's Journey.
Okay, I seen. I didn't watch.
But it's another isekai one, and the dude died, and he became the sword. And the sword is super magical, has superpowers, and he protects the little cat girl.
I'm probably gonna watch it, because if it's the same like Reincarnated as a Slime, I'm probably gonna watch it. Because I like that one, Reincarnated as a Slime.
Reincarnated as a Slime is really good.
Reincarnated as a Sword, that is coming out October 5th. Oh,
biking. Just say the biking anime and just move on. Just say the biking anime and just move on.
You already know.
Just say the Viking anime and move on.
The one it called. Well, I'm not going to try to attempt it, but it's start with a Y. Petal season 5. Dude is a dude with blue hair and is a dude with black hair with glasses. That's all I know.
I told you, just say
come out.
Anime and move on.
Are you gonna watch it?
No, I don't watch it.
That come out October 9th. Another one that I ain't know it gonna blow up like it did, but another one I'm looking forward to. Me and my girlfriend watch this one. To Your Eternity season 2 coming out October 23rd. I did not expect that to blow up like it did though.
I'm not sure what that is. So
you haven't watched it before?
No.
It's like I really don't know how to explain it. It's like a mystery. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just like a mystery anime. Dude died and come back to life, then died again, then come back to life. Then yeah. I don't know how to explain it. I just know it was good. So that is your daily dose of anime brought to you by the Facebook group. All right. Now let's get into the main topic. Where do you want to start off first? You want to start off with Nintendo or you want to start off with PlayStation?
Let's do it with
Nintendo because you say you like Nintendo for surprises.
I will. Okay. So let me say this first.
Why you gotta explain yourself?
No. Because I know how you say it like that. I know
because
how people don't react.
Every time a war show or this stuff happens, You always say you disappointed. Or you always say I'm not interested in it. This is like in 5 years you said this a W besides Arceus. Am I wrong?
You're right. You're 100% right. But I still need to explain myself because people actually hate this one.
They hate this one?
Yeah. And you want to know why they hated this one? It's not because of these are the top four games. So
I kind of figured.
So what happened in this one is that they're making a lot of remakes, and a lot of those remakes are farming games or like Stardew Valley type games.
Yeah.
And a lot of people,
I saw that indie stuff. That's what he pissed off.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw a lot of them farming wannabe Animal Crossing type games.
So, a lot of people are mad about that. And a lot of these games, like, a lot of these farming games are, like, old farming games. Like, these were back in, like, the 90s, early
2000s. They look garbage. Am I wrong?
Come on, man. These are some people's childhoods
over
here.
But am I wrong, though?
No, but okay. These people's childhoods over here. Yeah, just because we don't play those farming games, you can't just call them all trash.
No, I'm talking about the graphics look trash.
Well, they from the freaking 90s. What do you expect, man?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
They still trash, too.
Anyway. But, yes. So, we do understand that a lot of the games were farming games.
Right.
But there were a lot of good games. And I gotta buy this. I don't know when I'm gonna buy it, because I need some money.
What you finna buy?
Splatoon 3.
Oh, we already said that.
Said what?
We gonna buy it.
Oh. Well, I gotta wait for some money.
It's already out. Splatoon 3 already out?
It came out last week.
Damn. Okay.
And I mean like last week. Like 2 weeks ago it came out.
That.
Came out on Friday.
Okay.
Or 2 Fridays ago.
Just wait till Christmas.
Probably.
Definitely gonna be on sale then.
But then they had some really good games.
Surprising games too.
Yeah. So I'm just let you know. If you're buying Resident Evil games on the Switch, something is wrong with you, unless you have no other system. Do not buy a Resident Evil game.
And don't buy Final Fantasy either. The 7 remake?
Yeah.
Don't. If they buy that, I don't know.
There, you have to be able to have some other console. Resident Evil and the Final Fantasy remakes are all on every system, I believe, at this point in time.
Now it is. With the Switch.
Just don't play it on the Switch. You have to have another system.
You're going to torture yourself if you do that.
And then I believe all of them are on the cloud system, so they aren't going to run that great. But I just need to get that out there first. So I guess some other positive things about it is that...
No, hold on. Let's jump on this, because I'm pissed off.
What are you mad about?
Mario Kart Deluxe 8.
We had this conversation, and I told you to go ahead
about
it.
You did. I'm not going to buy it, because you know why? I'm not going to buy it. I'm finna get the Disney one because the Disney one is free to play. And I'm finna spend all my money on that because they tripping with what they doing. I know why they doing it. I know why. They could have been made nine. I know why they doing this because this is like the 4th, 5th DLC. And this game been out longer than the Switch itself.
Came out with the Nintendo Wii. Or you, Wii U, my bad.
I think it came out the Wii, too.
No, Wii U.
It's just the Wii U.
Wii U.
Okay. And I know why they doing it. And it's so sad. But, yeah, I'm finna... The Disney one is free to play whenever it come out. It's supposed to come out sometime this year, I think. But I think I'm gonna say that. I think it come out this year, though. But yeah, at this point, I'm just finna play that. I'm finna play that, and I'm finna force Mario to make a Mario Kart 9. Though they probably
not. They're not making that 9 you know when they're gonna make 9? They're gonna make 9 when it's the end of the Nintendo Switch.
Probably. So they can jump in and be like, buy it with the new system.
Exactly.
Because that's what they did with this.
Low key. But... Hey, I told you that from the beginning when they announced that they was talking about doing DLC.
You showed
when they announced when they doing DLC, I was like, this is a 5-year-old game at this point.
You really did.
And so I told you, but yeah, okay, I understand why you mad about that one. I get
this
that.
Game they pulling a GTA 5.
They low key are.
They pulling a GTA they 5. Low key are. This game been out so long.
But talk well, keep talking about that. So if y'all don't know, to get like these extra courses, you either pay for them or you get the extra Nintendo Online. They have an extra function or something like that.
What is that? Get that? I keep on hearing about it, but nobody's playing it.
So it's literally let me see if I can pull it up for you because I don't really actually know the full name on it. It's a Nintendo Switch inspection bag. And where my computer gone crazy like that?
Got a new window up and everything.
It wasn't supposed to be like that. But it's an expansion pass that has all more stuff connected to it. So okay.
Excuse me.
So you have your regular Nintendo Switch Online, which you pay. It's cheap. I paid the $19.99 one a year.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I paid the one for a year. But so they have
you,
this.
What you get
I don't get. I don't have the expansion pack. Right. I have the regular online Nintendo Switch Online.
Okay.
The expansion pack gives you this all this extra stuff. So if you get the expansion pack, you get Nintendo 64, which is important in a minute.
But the whole one's already 64?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
You get Mario Kart Deluxe 8.
I don't want
to
talk.
The booster course passes.
Don't want to talk about all right. That.
And you get some stuff for Splatoon 2, which don't worry about because I already had it before they had this.
Right.
And then you get some games for the Sega Genesis.
Okay.
So the two things I care about is the Nintendo 64 stuff and the Sega Genesis stuff.
Okay.
And mainly the Nintendo 64 stuff because with this announcement that they had the other day, you now will have access to, and let me see if they is on here. You will now have access to Mario Kart 64, Paper Mario.
Right.
You have the Super Marios,
Zeldas, and Yoshi.
And then coming soon, and then you also have Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time for those who like the Legend of Zelda games. You get Pokemon Stadium 1.
Oh yeah.
You get Pokemon Stadium 2. You're getting Mario Party 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, I believe.
Okay.
As well as GoldenEye, which everybody was went crazy when GoldenEye showed up.
Are you going to be playing Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2?
That's what I really wanted for. I wanted for Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2. So, and then there's some other stuff. And I don't know if I played this with you or I played this with my sister. So I think I played this with my sister.
Play what?
Rave Race 64. Do you remember Rave Race 64?
Can you pull it up real quick?
Because I can't remember who I played it with. I think it was my sister, though. I think you had the game
as
well.
I'll let you know.
I think I played
this
with my
sister. Click on the picture. Top right. Click on that. Because I can't see it. I don't know.
I think I played this with my sisters. I think they, because my sisters had a 64 as well.
I really don't know.
Oh, but yeah, I had so much fun playing Rave Race, and that's another game I want. And I'm like, I gotta have it. So I probably will be getting the expansion pack, which I'll probably just buy the whole expansion pack one. So that will mean that I also get the courses.
So how much is all of that together, though?
I was trying to look that up before I actually...
Okay, that sounds like a lot of money. Coming from Nintendo, that sounds like a lot of money. I guarantee you're going to be like $30-something. Maybe 60. No, I won't say 60.
No, it's not 60.
I say 40.
I feel like it's 30-something.
I say 40. Because how much the online is by itself? You say 20?
Not $20, yeah.
Yeah, probably 40. Or 35, maybe.
Online offers.
So,
they don't. They be trying to trick folks.
Can't you go on and click it though?
Click what?
Go back to the old page.
No, I tried that.
Oh, you tried that?
Yeah. Oh, see. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, $50.
Yep.
I told you it's gonna be expensive.
So this is what I have. I have $19.99.
Individual, they got a family membership. Okay.
And the individual will be $50.
So you going to get the 50?
I don't know. And that's for 12 months.
I feel like you just playing like maybe 3 games.
But you won't be able to get those games in the other way.
I mean, if you want.
Yes, you could do that. But.
I'm just saying. Who allegedly, I'm not going to even say it, but you know, and they know too, you can get all that for free.
As people kept saying online today, you trying to get the Nintendo Ninjas on us, huh?
Yeah. Because they gonna find a way to find you. But I'm just saying, if there's a will, there's a way. That's all I got to say. That's coming from your uncle.
Why you trying to do that?
I'm just saying.
Anyway,
he said it. It came out of his mouth. If there's a will, there's a way. And I know for a fact there's a way.
Anyway, the Nintendo 64 stuff is really cool, and I might be getting the expansion back for that stuff, as well as some other things. And before we get to the big topic, the big four, I say. They also have Randall's favorite game, It Takes Two, is finally coming to the Switch.
I feel iffy about that. I feel it. Well, I don't know.
You
know, I don't know.
I mean, I it's not like it's that heavily demanding.
It is.
Do you think It Takes Two is going to take that much?
No, I'm just saying, when I was playing on my PC, yeah. But I could guarantee
that before you update your PC, wasn't it?
No. That was like I had when I played It Takes Two, I had that PC for a year. 2 years maybe. But it's I can show you if you want to see it. I'll show you later, but yeah. It's yeah. But the Switch can run it. It's not gonna look right. It's just gonna look like, how can I say it? The rocks and all that background stuff. Oh, well, I don't know. We just got to wait and see. I'm just going to say for right now, I'm iffy on it. I'm glad it's coming to the Switch, though.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, I'm iffy for it. Because that means hopefully they make another one.
Gotcha.
I hope they do, though.
So, they also got some other indie PC games that's coming out, like Tunic and things like that. So, keep look out for that. As well as a SpongeBob game, which I'm not sure where that came from, but, you know, it's there.
But SpongeBob games are legit.
They are.
I'm getting it. I'm just being known right now.
A big thing a lot of people are happy about is the Bayonetta 3 game that's coming out. I know a lot of people have been waiting for Bayonetta 3, so this is a good sign for a lot of people.
All right.
As well as there's going to be a Dreamland, a remake of Kirby's Dreamland.
Yep.
So, I guess it's time for the biggest news. So, I think you played this game. I've never really played it.
Play what?
Pikmin.
I wanted to play it. I never played it.
Gotcha. Well, everybody went crazy because Pikmin 4 has been announced. Now, when they announced it, it was kind of like an afterthought because it was in the middle of, hey, the Mario movie is under, it's still under development or something like that, and it's coming out soon. Then they had, they went all in about this Pikmin mobile game that they got coming out this year. Right. And then they said, oh, by the way, we have Pikmin 4. And it was just like, I have to.
They just threw that in.
Yeah. But everybody was like so happy about it. So you have that. I've never really played Pikmin. I've never seen, I do not remember much about Pikmin because I think when Pikmin first really came out, we were like young.
We were young.
Yeah, so I really, yeah. So, I mean, I might watch it, look at it, see what's going on with it. It's literally just that.
It's just this?
Uh-huh.
Goddamn it. But, I know, I remember what it is. I know why everybody like it.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? It's like, it's kind of a stretch because, well, I could say 2-for-1 special. It's Takes Two. It's somewhat similar. It Takes Two, just a tad bit.
Mm.
Even though I'm probably stretching it, and it's probably not the best comparison.
I just let the comments come after you.
They can, but it's similar to that somewhat, kind of, in a little aspect of it.
Mm. The next game is one I'm really happy about, because this is probably one of my favorite JRPGs, which is Octopath Traveler 2. Octopath Traveler 1 was great. It was an amazing game, and it comes out next year. And this is, it's one of the games where I'm like, this is why the Switch, not just why the Switch was made, but it's the reason why I tell people, like, the Switch is a JRPG machine.
If I'm not mistaken, this is already on PC, I think.
No, 2 is brand new.
Okay.
It won't come
about,
out.
I'm thinking about something else.
I think you think about 1.
Okay.
I think 1
is, because it was one of these type of games I saved on Steam.
I think you think about 1. Octopath Traveler 2 doesn't come out until, I believe, February of 2023.
Okay.
No, it'll come out 2023. We're going to save Zelda for last, as always.
Because we already know.
Yeah. But the other game, which got a lot of hate for reasons I'm not really sure.
I don't know why either.
Fire Emblem Engage. So my understanding why people hate it is because they feel like there's no life behind these characters. People have been calling them the Colgate and Pepsi characters because of their hair color. I believe they called the girl one Pepsi and the guy is Colgate, if I remember correctly. But it's the new style of Fire Emblem, where it's more, a little bit more action RPG-ish, but it still has a lot of the regular JRPG style to
it.
Yeah,
I'm not getting it.
I knew you wasn't going
to
get it.
I'm not getting it.
I knew you wasn't going to get it. I might get it. I've tried to get into Fire Emblem a couple of times, but the threshold levels of Fire Emblem is kind of high. So it was like a lot to take in at one time. But I don't see no real big problem, but I'm not a Fire Emblem fanboy, because them Fire Emblem fanboys are freaking crazy. They go all out for this game, and they was hating on this game as soon as they saw the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens later on with these characters, or not. I mean, nothing gonna really change about them since it's been announced, but like, we'll see. I think people are just, I don't know what it was about it and why everybody was freaking out about it, but it was crazy to me. But I thought it had an okay demo. And then, last but not least, is we have the new,
now,
finally
is,
new.
Is this Breath of the Wild?
Yes.
Okay. Because when I was looking at it, I was like, bro, this look like Breath of the Wild.
Yes, this is the Breath of the Wild 2.
Okay.
And just to let you all know, if you haven't heard, that, yes, the UK Direct was pushed back. Everybody had everybody saw the direct on the same day except for the UK.
Oh, yeah, because of the Queen.
Yeah, because of the title of the game. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, unfortunately,
it's not their fault.
No. It's not. It was unfortunate.
Number one, we don't know how long that
they had. They probably had this name for a good minute.
And then two is,
Yeah.
They can't control that part.
No, not at all.
I mean, technically they could have.
No.
No, I'm just saying they could have just, you know, pushed it back.
Oh, well, yeah.
But it's Nintendo.
Mm. But yeah. But yeah, the UK, I'm sorry. You didn't get to see it on time, but I'm sure you saw the memes about it because it was a lot of memes about it afterwards. But anyway, this looks like a interesting Zelda game that I will probably watch because I've said this before in the podcast.
You even played the first Breath of the Wild?
I tried to. I got past the first.
Well, you got beast. The game?
I think I gave it to my sister.
Like the hard copy?
Uh-huh.
Can I get it?
My sister has it.
Can you tell her to give it to me?
And she plays it.
Well, tell her stop. She finna get married. She don't need that.
They both play games.
Well, tell him to stop. he finna get married. I need him more. They don't need to play it.
Oh, anyway. yeah, it's brand new Zelda game coming out. I want to say it said not October, but I think it said like March something.
It's coming out May 12th.
Oh, May 12th.
It's right okay. there. Take it to you right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it comes out May 12th. This is probably going to be people's top game of the year.
Game of the year. Oh, no, because a lot of games coming out in 2023.
Yeah.
It's going to be stacked, so I don't know.
So, we'll see. And the story do look interesting from the snippets that you got from everything that's going on. It kind of seems like it's a continuation of where it left off in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to see and check where it really is. So, that was... it pretty much for the Nintendo Direct.
Now, why you gave it a W, though?
I gave it a W because of the N64 stuff, Octopath Traveler. I'm trying to remember what else.
You gave it a W, but you can't remember.
I think I really just gave you a W for Octopath Traveler, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just laying it all out there. And they had some other JRPGs that I was interested in that was a part of some other things. But I really did like this Direct. Like I said, I might try out Fire Emblem again. Who knows? We'll see what happens with that. Definitely getting the Octopath Traveler. Zelda, like I said, I'll probably just watch that somewhere, somehow. I'm not really going to play it. And then if you like the farming stuff, if you like Stardew Valley, hey, there's a lot of games coming out just for you. So, I think it was, all in all, a very well done Switch, and without some of the other information that, if they were the only Direct or only people giving out news this week, they probably would have won. But I think a lot of people would give that to PlayStation for what they did this week. Mm. And really, I think that's because, to me, it's because of two games is why PlayStation is probably like that.
We all know which one.
Which one?
God of War, of course.
No. What? I mean, God of War is one of the game, but that's not the game why I'm like, they would have won it. Now, God of War do look interesting, and I do need to go ahead and play God of War 1.
I do, too. I got it on PC.
I got it on my PlayStation.
I have not touched it yet.
And I want to play that before this game comes out, so I think I think we have a month, if I remember correctly.
No, two. Actually, three.
3 months?
I thought, if you count this month, because it come out in November.
Oh, that's a nice looking controller. I might have to get that
it'll
controller.
It come out in November.
Oh, November 9th. Yeah. So
September, you can, if you want to count, well, technically two, because September two, was over.
Yeah, about to say September over.
So you can say two and a half.
But yeah, that was one. But the one I was really interested was Rise of the Ronin. Oh. Which looks like it is not... So, when I say this, it is not Ghost of Tsushima, but it looks very much like Ghost of Tsushima.
That's the one we was talking about. That was 2 weeks
ago. I think
so. No, I'm telling you, that was the one we was talking about. The one where I was saying people was on TikTok saying that's the Assassin's Creed Japan.
Oh, yeah.
That's the game we was talking about.
But just the animation side of, and everything on it,
is this coming to PC?
I think I heard that it will eventually come, okay. But it's going to be a minute.
Okay, yeah, this is exclusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so it probably, yeah.
Because as we all know, and they have accepted now, that PC is inevitable. And so games, they want games to come to them first, but they will eventually come to PC.
That's why they got the PlayStation Studio.
Yes,
they so are. They can.
Well, that's why they got those two studios who do PC. What's the word I'm looking for? They put games on PCs from other games. I can't.
Oh,
that.
Epic and Steam also. Like a third distribution.
No, not that. Yeah. You know, there are studios who just do like, hey, I give you this game was on Xbox, but now I want to be on PC.
I know
what
you're talking about, because Destiny do it.
Yeah.
I forgot the game studio.
But I just can't think of what the name of it is. Yeah. But yeah, that's why they bought those two studios to do that, to convert those games to PC, because the last time they did it themselves, it didn't go
trash.
Right. Yeah. So.
Horizon.
Yeah. So that's why they bought those two studios to do that. But yeah, those two games were really, like, where Rob was like, oh, PlayStation got their stuff in the bag. Now, we didn't see some stuff, like, I was hoping that I would see some stuff on, like, Forspoken and,
We probably ain't gonna get none of that for a while.
Yeah,
I thought
Forspoken comes out this month. I mean, not this month, but this year.
Because we covered last week.
Yeah. And maybe that's why they didn't say nothing about it, because it got covered this week. Oh, no, it comes out this week.
Yeah, I think that one got pushed back, too.
I think so, too.
Hell, all these big
games. But, yeah, I was really hoping to hear more about that. But a lot of these games aren't coming out fairly soon. The only game I think that was coming out...
Is God of War?
Was God of War. Yeah. That's the only game that was, like, really announced to come out this year.
Yeah, because everything else on this list, say, February 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Coming. This one says some PlayStation in 2023. Hogwarts, that's coming out in 2023. When's Tekken 8 coming out?
Oh, this year. It's coming out. Because they say Tekken 8 and Street Fighter 6 are going to fight each other. Pretty much.
Ooh.
See, I probably says it right here.
So they're gonna have like a little,
yeah.
Competition.
And I think this is like maybe the first time they both has been talking about, because I don't remember when. I don't remember the last time Tekken came out. To be honest with you,
me either. Because the only fighting games that I played was either Naruto or Dragon Ball. And that's it. Mm-hmm. I ain't played them two in years. I never really got into Tekken and Street Fighter for some reason.
I mean,
you already know. My only thing as a kid was one thing. Was Pokemon. That's the only game I just, like, 6, 7. Well, when I start playing? When I start PC? I would say 8 years ago. That's when I actually start branching out.
Okay. So they both come out 2023. Never mind. Okay. So, yeah. So every game on here was 2023, other than God of War, which comes out November.
Yeah, because everything been pushed back.
Mm. But there was another two games that I thought was also interesting. I don't know. They had this Project Eve game. I don't know how long it's been in development, but it's been in development for a minute, because I remember hearing about Project Eve, I think, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, sir. And then they showcased it, yeah, in 2021, but nobody knew what it was. But to be completely honest with you, when I was seeing this game, it reminded me of Nier Automata.
Mm-hmm.
And that what it kind of is, too. Not like a lot, but to a certain extent. It's like you're this Japanese robot girl that goes out and kill monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have an amazing story, no doubt about it. But, yeah.
It looks legit. I ain't even going to lie. It
looks
legit.
Yeah, it got some great graphics around it. Is that a game I'm going to buy? I'm not sure.
You got to see some more gameplay on
it. Yeah, but I definitely would. And they had a lot of gameplay. I don't know if you watched the trailer on it.
No, I didn't.
But it looked really good. And then the other game also that I thought was interesting was a dystopian game called Sinduality, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I liked it is because it had robots.
Straight to the point.
I don't even like it.
Straight to the point. I just like because it had robots.
It had robots. It's like you getting Which, no, what? No, I'm not going to go in.
You about to go, my love.
I was about to go in. I'm sorry. No. It's going to be taken over by it. I say my piece at the end. We talking about this.
We gonna forget.
No, I remember because I've been fucking.
You so about to go off.
I'm ready for this.
Go ahead and say it now.
So how do you feel? I don't know. You wash it completely.
I have not washed it. I mean, I've been between work and some doing. No,
I got you.
But the only thing, because like I told you when we was texting, I didn't know they was having one.
Yeah.
The only thing I knew was just the direct. I ain't know State of Play, not Nintendo. I ain't know PlayStation was having one. I only knew about Nintendo.
It kind of, they just announced it.
Yeah,
so
they just threw out of the other game.
Like, everybody knew a direct was coming soon for Nintendo anyway, because they were like, it's just time for one.
Right.
And then they had announced theirs Monday morning, and they were like, hey, direct on Wednesday. And then, like, Monday night, I really want to say Tuesday morning, they were like, oh, by the way, but PlayStation was like, oh, hey, we doing one too on Wednesday.
The reason I knew about PlayStation was the day before. And when I went on Twitter, it said PlayStation Showcase. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And that's when I text you and like, yeah, I told you. I was like, no, we were talking about Direct. And then you're like, no, there's only one State of Play. I'm like, hell, I thought Nintendo was there. But no, that's the reason why I ain't watching, because when I found out, I had to do number work. And then on top of that, I could have came home and watched it, but I was like, man, I'm going to spend time playing my game. But I kind of figured you watch this, so I'll let LJ explain. I just jump up on it.
But those were the games that I was really interested in. And I think, you know, we keep talking about PlayStation versus Xbox or Microsoft, whatever. And until we actually get a exclusive from them, which, I mean,
from Xbox,
which is coming soon. We know they're coming
2023.
Soon.
2023, exactly. Because all them, all
like,
the
it's about to be like a whole bunch of battle of it. Like 2023, if everything stays supposed to be,
yeah,
it is going to be the battle of exclusives, because there's supposed to be just so many exclusives coming out.
We're gonna be broke.
Well, I'm already broke, so.
I'm just saying, we gonna be broke.
I might be broker.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just really interesting to see how this is going to come out, because there's just way too many games.
Way too many.
And some of these games just look crazy. So, get your wallets ready. I hope you've been saving up. I guess they've been like, well, you've been saving up money, right? Because you haven't had no games to play.
Then the crazy thing is, all these games $70. It's not $59 no more.
Mm-mm.
It's seven. Well, PC, but you know, we don't know when they come to PC, or if they gonna come to PC.
I'm about to say, you don't know when they come to PC, or if they are coming to PC, except for the Xbox games. You know those are coming.
You know.
And with the Xbox games. And this is why Xbox do have an advantage. You don't have to buy the games. You just have to get Xbox Pass or whatever.
For the exclusives, yeah.
For the exclusives.
Yeah.
And they will be immediately on Xbox. So that's the only thing.
You thought we was BSing when we said that.
Again, I remember the old one. I keep telling y'all that. I remember the old one. Not this new one that they decided to make.
Then they like, man, F that, bro. If y'all want it, y'all finna get it. Because literally all the exclusives are going to be on the Game Pass.
And I still say I'm surprised by that. But I think they realize they have done such a bad job with exclusives since the 360. The end of the 360.
Yeah.
The beginning of the 360 was fine. But near the tail end of the 360, they realized they've done just such a bad job with exclusives that they were like, we have to do something to get people to come play our games. And if you get the Xbox, you literally don't have to have no games. You just have a season pass. And as long as you keep paying for that season pass, you're good. And the season pass is not that much. It's like $10.
I guarantee you, I don't want to curse it, but I guarantee they're going to up it.
Oh, 100%.
They gonna
up once it. once they get people comfortable with it, yeah. they 100%.
They gonna up it. I know it, cause they didn't know it gonna blow off like it did, and then cause you get all that for $10.
A lot of people were still thinking, had my mindset how it still was.
Because on top of that, here's the thing: I'm finna cancel my EA, my Origin stuff. I don't know why I don't now, but I'm finna cancel it. EA Play combined it with the Xbox Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of that, every EA game
is
on the Game Pass. So instead of me paying $15,
but where they keep your data?
I'm pretty sure it could. I just gotta re-download the game again. Okay. Just don't delete the save files. Yeah. But I don't got too many games on it because EA don't make no games no more. I'm just gonna keep it real. Damn, I'm lying.
You know, but
so I don't have too many games on it. So the only thing I got on it is Dragon Quest and Inquisitions, the Mass Effect stuff, the Crisis remastered in 1, 2, and 3. I think I got those. The Star Wars. The Star Wars Battlefield, and then I got the Star Wars Jedi, and then that's it. Once I beat those, I'm gonna cancel it. Cause why the hell I'm paying $15 for this where I could go to a Game Pass to get all the Game Pass stuff plus the EA stuff for $10?
Right.
So, like I said, they gonna up it. Cause, bro, you getting all, bro, you getting like 4 or 5 stuff in, for one price.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you getting a Microsoft, EA, and I'm not mistaken, what's the other studios they brought? All the other studios they brought.
I forgot. You.
Oh, Bethesda.
You
getting a Bethesda.
Activision Blizzard.
Activision. So you're getting like 6-7 stuff for one price.
Yeah, I think. Hold on.
For $10.
Hold on. Let me look at this.
So
Xbox.
You mean to tell me they not for the up it? Unless they really for the community? Would you? Do you think they are?
I don't know.
Oh, we just got a Zeno. Because you're getting, like I said, Game Pass for $10 right now is a steal. It's a huge steal.
Yes, it is.
It's a beautiful steal.
Oh, you can play. You can play Persona 5.
You remember that game?
What, Valheim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dead now. No. I was just saying, it was booming. Was you playing it?
I just watched it.
What was that game you were playing?
Oh, I know what
you're talking about. The Amazon game. What was that called? Damn, you forgot.
Hold on.
That you talking about, I'm finna play this game.
I was. I was.
And you don't, and you stop playing.
New World.
What happened to the, so you uninstalled it. No, it was on your PC. Wait,
it's on my PC.
Yeah, I forgot.
The only game I have installed on here, I was going to install, but Destiny, bro.
Don't,
I said that's going to take forever.
Don't do
but
that.
The only game I got on here is Vampire Survivors, and I had Temtem, but I think I uninstalled it.
You need to get back on Temtem.
And I have Coromon on this one. But what happened with New World is that Amazon still hasn't realized how to work games.
But you was talking about, you was gassing it up when you first played
it. It was really good.
Because you were playing it till 4 o'clock in the morning.
I was.
Because I remember seeing you online. I was like, why is LJ still online?
I was. And let me tell you what happened with New World. So in New World, you have this faction system.
Okay.
Where you join a faction and you you fight other people on that faction, right? Yeah. Or against who's not in your faction, right?
Yeah.
And you have, I call them guild wars, or you could call them faction wars, whatever. And you, whenever you get a certain part of the map to a certain level, you can try to take over that map from another faction, right? The problem was that it wasn't leveled. So what happened is that if one faction had enough people, they could just run over the whole entire map.
You were trying to get to Mr. Fruit World, wasn't it?
I was.
Yeah.
Because theirs was a lot more tamed.
Yeah.
And you could get to, you could even combat it a little bit.
Right.
But what ended up happening is that the system was so bad for the faction wars, they didn't know how to fix some stuff. It was just a lot of things that culminated to where people just stopped playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't played it. I even bought a house. That's how deep I was in it. I even bought a house.
When the last time you even checked the house?
Never. Months. Months, my boy.
Somebody probably took it in.
I think what happened, if you don't pay rent on your house, they take it away from you.
You gotta pay rent?
Yeah, you had to pay rent. That's how deep this game was. You had to pay rent. Other house.
Well, it's New World house now.
The bank took it back.
They took it back. I guarantee you that.
Bro.
Oh, man. Because I remember you talking about you finna play this game.
I was.
How long you gonna play this? I'm finna play this game forever.
It was a good game.
I'm just waiting for Mr. Fruit World to open up, and I'm finna go over there and switch all my stuff.
It was a good game.
I know, you never touched that game.
It was good. But it was, that was probably my first real MMO, and it was fun. But like I said, Amazon just don't know how to really control.
Ain't
the
they
game.
Making another game though?
Yeah, and it's probably gonna fail. They have yet to. I mean, I hate to say that, but like,
I'm with you. Amazon should not step into the video game.
They need to buy somebody to make games for them. They don't need to make games themselves. That's just me.
You ain't lying. I mean, they got Twitch. I'm pretty sure they can find Twitch. Could easily find somebody.
But yeah, it just didn't do well. But it did get me interested in MMOs, and the next MMO I'm probably gonna try is the League of Legends one whenever that comes out. It's been announced. Nobody knows when it's coming out yet, but it has been announced.
2024.
I probably.
I could say that now. If it's League of Legends, it's probably 2024.
So, yeah, but that's it really for the games. Everything that happened.
Now, before we call off, or before we do end it, why you gave it an L though?
Gave who an L?
PlayStation or Nintendo?
I didn't. No, both of them are W.
Oh, okay.
And now, who do I like more? I guess I like Nintendo's more because I just like those games more. But honestly, PlayStation probably won it, to be completely honest with you.
God of War solo all of it.
Even though they only show like 8 games, I think, in total. And Nintendo showed like a whole bunch of stuff. Those 8 games were really good. Those 8 games was Tekken. I don't know what I said. You had Tekken. You had a game called Ishin Like a Dragon. If I remember correctly, it's like Yakuza. I don't know if you've played the Yakuza series.
That's the new one. That's what it's
like.
I'm definitely playing that one because I like Yakuza, like the dragon one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting, I got that one.
Rise of the Ronin looks amazing. Like, that's a day one for me. Stellar Blade looks good. Sin Duality looks good. They showed something about PlayStation VR. They showed something. They have a what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, a exclusive quest like they used to do back in Destiny 2.
Talking about Sega made this?
Yeah, Sega makes those games.
Oh yeah, Sega on the come up.
That's the only game they do make.
Still, they on the come up.
I mean,
the Yakuza line.
Mm-hmm. No, I've heard a great thing about Yakuza, but, like, yeah. But, yeah, you have a secret exclusive quest for Hogwarts Legacy.
I can't wait for that game to come up.
You feel some on your leg, too?
No.
Oh, I feel some on my leg. I thought it was this. I think I saw a spider earlier, so I thought it was the spider.
It could be. I ain't even gonna lie to you. It could be. Nah, I thought I hit the cord.
And what else was there? I don't remember what Pacific Drive was, but that's also a thing.
Wait, who was supposed to make a Pacific Rim game?
Wasn't that Xbox? Some studio for Xbox?
I don't know, but it's been so long. I think they just gave up.
I believe it.
Because I could have sworn they said they were going to make an anime, which I think they already
did. They did make an anime.
And then I haven't watched it yet. I heard it was garbage.
It wasn't great. Yeah. I watched like the first 2 episodes.
I heard it was garbage. But they're supposed to make that. I heard they're supposed to make another, like, a TV show or series. Somebody. Or, no. Yeah, they're supposed to make an anime, make a TV series, and a game.
I remember the game and the anime. I don't remember the TV series.
I could have sworn somebody said it. I don't know. Right. All I know is
you're right. I don't know what happened to the game.
Like, they said, all right, game coming out. Here we are with no game.
You're right. But, yeah. I think it just depends on what you like more. The reason I say whatchamacallit is more of a W, Nintendo, is because more of their games are coming out sooner. And it's more games that I like to play. With PlayStation, their games aren't out yet. It was just really just, what's the word I'm looking for? It was just trailers. You didn't see a lot of gameplay or stuff.
They were just showing you what is coming up.
Not to say that those games don't look good. Those games look amazing if they look like actually like that. But, it's more time. You're going to have to wait on that. But God of War is a W. Like, both of them was W. In my opinion, the more W will go to Nintendo at this moment in time.
Now, before we actually do call it off, because this was going all over on Tinder. I said Tinder. Where the hell I get Tinder from? I was looking at that And the Bengals remind me of Tinder. I don't know why.
Does the Bengals remind you of Tinder?
I don't know.
What?
I really don't know. Okay. I was looking at that because you popped up. In my head, I was like, no, go back up. So in my head, right? How the hell, Serena? So in my head, I was looking, right? I was talking. Mm-hmm. And when you beamed over, I was like, damn, the Cowboys is being, what you call it? Mm-hmm. And then Tinder just came out. I don't know why.
Okay.
Man, what the hell are you supposed to
talk about? I don't know. You caught me off guard with the Tinder.
Yeah, what I was supposed to say? I lost track. I don't know.
Bruh.
I was supposed to say something, but I confused my damn self. I don't know what I was supposed to say. I was supposed to say something.
Why do they have two Monday night games? That's weird.
Because it's like week two.
Yeah, but they don't. Okay.
They usually have like three or four.
In week two. Well, that was because of COVID. They was doing that.
You know what I'm telling me. I sure forgot what the hell I was supposed to say. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to say something, but what you got to say before we leave?
Oh, okay.
Cause I damn sure forgot what I was about to say.
So, I'm moving my computer out of the way. So, this weekend, and for, I'm just saying this for those people. If you have a PlayStation, you can actually play the beta for Modern Warfare 2. If you have a PlayStation.
Oh, how you feel about that? You saw that?
I saw some of it. I've heard more. I heard like people don't not really messing with it this year.
I'm not even going to play it.
I'm not going to play it either. I'm just saying it. It just popped up in my head when I was looking at PlayStation and had that Modern Warfare 2 commercial come up.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I think next week, starting on the 22nd, if you have Xbox or the Battle.net or anything like that.
Yeah, the PC can still play. Yeah,
you get to play it next week. But if you had PlayStation Early Access on the 16th, you could have started playing it. The day you can start playing it, I'm probably not going to play it. What I care about mostly, and I think it's the reason why they put this out here, two things. So this week we learned a lot about Overwatch 2. And Randall probably don't know about this. But it's a battle in community because people are saying that Overwatch is now pay to win. And the reason why they are saying it's pay to win is because they're doing the battle pass system. Mm-hmm. And to get one of the new heroes,
you got
to
pay for it.
You have to, you either get it immediately if you buy the pay battle pass, or you have to get to rank 50 on the regular battle pass.
And you got a farm.
Huh?
And you got a farm for it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And people was going crazy about it at first. And then they announced that if you had Overwatch 1, mm-hmm. You will immediately get it. Okay. So that calmed some people down. And then the other thing was that the Battle Pass is not going to cost a lot, supposedly.
Okay.
Also, they have these new things called Mythical Skins. And skins do usually cost a lot, like in Valorant or... Yeah, in Valorant, mm-hmm. to get, like, the skins on guns, it costs, like, $100 to get, like, a mythical skin. Like, yeah, it costs, like, $100. Or, like, an Apex, I think it also costs, like, $100 to get a mythical skin.
Is it good?
The skins?
Yeah.
They look nice.
Oh, okay. But it's not, like, worth $100.
To me, but nothing like that is worth $100 to me.
Yeah.
But, let me show you, though. Let me see if it comes up. This is the mythical Genji skin. And it looks like, I don't know if they're going to have it in person. Let me see. But that's what it looks like.
And you can't earn it.
And you can earn it or you can buy it for $10. Oh. So it's like $10 versus $100. Who was more. So that also gave people some, you know, they were like, oh, that seems pretty nice or whatever. And then there's, like, other ones, too. Let me see. That might be... That's a better picture, honestly. What it looks like in-game. Yeah. So, there's different things in that they have coming. And Overwatch 2 is coming out very soon. In October 5th or something like that. Let me make sure. Yeah, I believe it's like right here. Watch 2. Release date. Oh, October 4th. So it's that Tuesday, actually. So everybody's really, really getting excited for it. But that's, I just put that out there because that was also really getting people up in their bunches or whatever you want to call it. But what I care about, actually, is that Gundam Evolution comes out this week, actually. It kind of has, what I want to say, it kind of has like three different times it comes out. So for PC, it goes live on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's for us. But technically in Japan, it would be going live on the 22nd. So it's not going to go live for us here on the 21st until like late at night. Like maybe like, I say late, but maybe like 7, 8, somewhere mm-hmm. around that time. Right? So that's when it goes live. And then it will also go on consoles on December 1st. Yeah, I don't know why it's taking so long to go out on consoles. But I don't care because I'm playing it on PC. I mean, I might go to console because it also will have cross-play.
Cross-platform?
Yeah. So you can play on both. But I mostly care about the September 1st. And that's why I was so hyped earlier because this is coming out. They have a lot of cool stuff coming in. They even announced that they're going to have three more Gundams coming out with the release, being Gundam Unicorn, Melee Zaku, and My Hero. And it's, and Mike, if you don't know this, one of my favorite anime series or just consoles is Gundam/Giant Robots. So I'm really hyped about this game. And I played the beta for it on PlayStation, and it was just straight out fun. So, if you're going to play this game, and if you in really the South region, so it'd be I think our West McCall is in Chicago. Yeah. So if you're on those servers, you might see me out there playing. I'm actually contemplating about actually streaming some of this.
You gonna stream this?
Maybe.
That's a lie. I can tell you.
That's a lie.
You not from the stream.
You want to make some money on it?
No, because now you're going to ask for the stream. We bet. Because you're not going to pay me.
Mm.
But I'd be surprised if you actually stream.
But I think about streaming this and just seeing what's going on. Maybe you see me stream some more. I don't know. I only talk about streaming because I'm trying to find a way out my job.
I hear that. You don't want to do with streaming.
Yeah. Oof.
Not right now.
Well, that's because there's stuff going on right now and everything. But, hey, I'm like, if I could get enough money to get out my job by streaming, I'll do it real quick in a heartbeat. But anyway, but yeah, I'm just really excited for this game. I think this is going to be a grade A1, whatever you want to call it, best game. It might actually win best multiplayer game. We'll see, because even though there's so many people that hate on Overwatch, there's still a lot of people who play it and are like excited for it and want Overwatch to be good and do their thing. So Overwatch might have a lot of people play it, but I think Gundam Evolution is the way to go. I was so excited to my friend, the friend I was playing this with on PlayStation, and I was like, man, they having like a whole showcase on the 24th for it, and they forgot to include the two best players. They forgot me. Being ranked one on this thing.
Just stop right now.
Yeah, don't be a hater.
You are not.
Don't be a hater.
You're not.
Don't be a hater.
I'm just saying.
Don't be a hater.
You're not.
Don't be a hater. Anyway.
I had proof.
Anyway.
That I was top
anyway,
50 in Pokemon.
Anyway.
For the United
Gundam
States.
Evolution is coming out here. It looked good. And I can't wait to play it. All right. That's it.
I really don't have nothing to say. I don't. Besides, we getting a lot of games. I'm excited for the remainder of the remainder of the year, because we getting Pokemon and
getting Pokemon. You getting God of War. You
God of War, and that's all I can think of right
some
now.
Nintendo games,
but. And although, my two things, I'm excited for October. We getting a lot of good anime. I'm more excited for which one? Chainsaw Man and My Hero. Those two I'm pretty sure Chainsaw probably gonna win that. But depending on how My Hero plays out, it probably gonna beat Chainsaw Man. Cause this season 6, if they actually go with the manga, it gonna shock people. But I'm more excited about that. We getting a lot of good anime coming out of October. Video game wise, we just gotta wait and see. But all I know is 2023, we gotta do some overtime. I'm a ball. I don't know. I'm a ball. But man, that's it though. Cause I don't got nothing else besides that. But hopefully, y'all enjoyed this episode. Dad couldn't make it. He had a family emergency. So y'all see him on the next one. And LJ, what you got is your closing remark while I come up there.
I think I said it really, which was y'all need to play Gundam Evolution. Overwatch 2 coming out soon. They have some controversy with some stuff that they're doing, but you know, I don't think it's going to be that bad. The games that we saw from the direction, from the state of play, were really good. And it's just say goodbye to y'all wallets, and I hope you have enough money for rent.
He ain't lying. Cause people, trust me, 2023 lineup is crazy right now. I think we coming in the year with number bangers. Like, I think we're going to end the year with number bangers in 2023. I think 2023 is like legit the best video game year we had in a long time.
Yeah, right. That was supposed to be 2022. I mean, not 2022, but 2020.
I think it's supposed to be 2020. Right. And then it got pushed back. Then it got pushed back some more.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2023 looked like going to be like the year for the game, video games. Because there's so many games coming out. And like in January alone, I think we're going to have some major games coming out. And then at the end, it's Xbox. So. Like LJ said, y'all better stack your money up because you're gonna be some good games. But hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode. Y'all wish Dad luck, and we'll see y'all next 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We see y'all 2 weeks. Peace.